What challenges have you been facing in 2018? Today, Kenneth Copeland offers powerful encouragement from Scripture and also a prophetic word on how to look to Jesus and expect His supernatural help. So stay with us for the Believer's Voice of Victory.
2018 is a year of great new beginnings. Excuse me. The number 8 is the number of new beginnings, and it's a wonderful thing this year that the Jewish calendar and our calendar both end in 8 this year. So it's going to be big and wonderful and new beginnings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come before your word tonight with expectant hearts and minds. You've already ministered to us wonderfully tonight, and we thank you for it. And we're expecting. We are expecting tonight. We're expecting great things. We're expecting great anointing. We're expecting great deliverance. We're expecting great healings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Miss Candy, thank you for that song. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you for it, Lord. Will you open your Bibles with me, please, to Mark's Gospel, chapter 5. And if you'd like to go ahead and look up the 8th chapter of Luke, also we will read this same account from Dr. Luke's account as well as Mark. In chapter 5, verse 21, when Jesus was passed over again by ship, oh, glory. Yeah, I know it, Lord. You know just what to do. Glory to God. That's just, think of that. He knows just what to do. He knows you. He knows me. Now, don't sit there and say, oh, no. Hey, he's known this all along. When you said, oh, Lord, you were not advising him of anything. He already knows. He knows every little cell of your body. He knows every brain cell. He knows what's in every cell and the composition that is unique to you. He can name your everything. He knows the stars by name. You think he don't know about you and me? And he called you anyway. Come on. Yeah, he knew it all the time. There might have been a bunch of other folks called you no good, but he's calling you to himself. Yeah. Amen. I said, Lord, a number of years ago, and I said, Lord, he said, Kenneth, I knew all that before I called you. And I called you anyway. And if you'll give me an opportunity, I can handle it. But not realizing that he doesn't have love. He is love. Say it. God is love. Again, God is love. We're majoring on this tonight. We will major on it for months to come. Verse 22. Behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue. Now, he said, behold. He said, look. So, look. Get a mental image, a mental picture there of Jesus coming up in that boat. People all over the shoreline there just waiting for him. Just get out of the boat, man. Ready to throng him. Here is a man, ruler of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. He didn't just stand there and talk to him. He fell at his feet. I don't care if it's this, they're in the water, the mud, whatever's there. That didn't mean anything to him. This is a ruler of the synagogue. Men in that position had very, that's a very wealthy position. Jewish people are not silly like a lot of Christian people. They knew better than to keep the leader of their synagogue broke and poor. Hey, that's the reason everybody wanted to be ruler of the synagogue. That's the reason everybody wanted to be in the priesthood if they could get in there anyway at all, because they could get wealthy at that. And it was misused because of that. But here is a man that obviously has spent time with his wife to come to the conclusion that we're ready to put everything on the line. I could lose everything I have just by being associated with this man. Not only that, I'm not only associated with him, I fall at his feet. Now you know what that represents. Amen? All right. He made his declaration of faith. He fell at his feet. See him there? See him there on his knees right there at Jesus' feet? It may be that he just fell prostrate before him. And from that humbling of himself, and maybe pulled himself up on his knees, he's got a dying child. He didn't come here to play church. Huh? Laid it all on the line at the feet of Jesus. And he besought him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come. Lay thy hands on her that she may be healed." Now listen to what he said. "And she shall live." The man never said another word the rest of the day. Now watch this. Jesus went with him. Isn't that marvelous? Jesus didn't say anything to him. He just went with him. Now, much people followed him and thronged him. But he's not ministering to them. He's not even paying any attention to them. Now, I want you to get the picture of this, because, come here, Greg. Peter and John are right there. Now, and you can understand why. I mean, people are all over him trying to get to him. And Jairus is right here. I mean, he's right on his coattail. And Jesus, move around here on this side. Jesus is right here, and all of a sudden, he stopped. Somebody touched me. And he turned to see who had done this thing. Now, when he turned, don't you know Jairus did too? Now, I want you to hold that picture in your mind. "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole." Now look at the similarity here. "Come lay your hands on her and she shall live. If I but touch his clothes, I shall be whole." Whew, that's just, Paul, I mean, that's just oozing with faith, isn't it? Now, she didn't say, "I just sure hope I could get healed. If I could just touch him, might get something." She'd have died in the dirt. But no. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue, that word is dunamis. It's the same word power. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and dunamis. And you shall receive dunamis when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Self-energized power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He turned about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, now see, they're right there by him. They're crowded around him to keep somebody from getting, you know, get that whole crowd just come in there on him. His disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. Now, what do you think Jairus is thinking? Don't you remember what I said back there a few minutes ago? You don't know how long a walk they had already taken. It sounds like it was just here and then just there. Not necessarily so. We don't know how far it was from the lake shore to Jairus' house. What if that woman is a member of the synagogue that Jairus is the leader of? Knowing and fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. But what if he's standing there thinking, oh, Jesus, I know this woman. Oh, come on, Lord, she can talk all day long. She can talk about them operations all day long. How do you think they know that she had an issue of blood for 12 years? How do you think they knew that she had suffered many things of many physicians? How did they know and spent all that she had and nothing bettered but rather grew worse? She told them. Jairus is having to stand there and hear that. He's having to hear all that. And he still stayed with his faith. And he said unto her, "Daughter," oh, now Jairus' ears perked up, "Daughter." Well, he knows she's not Jesus' daughter. He knows he's talking about being the daughter of Abraham. And he knows his daughter's a daughter of Abraham. Now he's got his faith is working. He's hearing something. His faith is getting stronger instead of weaker. "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague." Yet while he spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, while he was talking, somebody walked up next to Jairus. He was so close that Jesus heard what he said. When the death messenger came, "Your daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith to the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." Now, I want to look at that portion of that from Luke, the 8th chapter, 48th verse. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." When Jesus heard it, he answered, Oh, that's good. Jairus didn't have to answer. He had already engaged Jesus with his faith. Now Jesus is responsible for the answer. Can you see that? Well, once you've engaged Jesus, let me put it to you like this. Jesus is the great physician. Huh? Isn't that right? He is the great physician. The moment you engage him as physician with your faith, he goes to work. You may not be able to feel it, but he goes to work. And if you'll spend some time expecting. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Oh, I like that song. Spend some time expecting, just like a woman that's with child. She's expecting that child. Yeah, she knows something's working here. Well, you can know that in the natural, but now listen. You can also know that. You can know that just as well as you know it in your carnal, natural knowledge. You can know by the spirit of faith. You can know that it's working in there. But now, hey, this is not just passing Christianity. Well, you know, Mark 11:24, yeah, whatsoever things are when you pray, believe, you receive. Well, I believe I receive it. Are you expecting it? Not much. Well, that's what's going to happen. Not much. But when you get in that word, and you go over those healing scriptures, and you go over your prosperity scriptures. Well, Brother Copeland, I just don't have time. Get out of bed.
That's right.
Yeah, you got time. What are you doing between 3 and 4 in the morning? Well, I need my rest. Okay, go to sleep. While poverty hangs over your house. It just depends on how bad you want it. Because it's there. It's there right now. And, okay. Thank you, Lord. While he yet spake, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue's house, saying to him, the daughter's dead, trouble not the master. When Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not. He didn't say, now, Jairus, try not to fear, son. No, he flat told him to stop it. That's what he said, stop the fear. Believe only, and she will be made whole. Do you hear what he said? Stop the fear. Believe only, she will be made whole. Stop the fear. Believe only. And you will be made whole.
Hallelujah. I receive it.
Two of my granddaughters are expecting. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Huh? They're not wondering if this is going to happen. They're not thinking, well, wonder if it's ever going to come to pass. They know exactly when it's going to come. And when you begin to meditate in the Word and you stay before the Lord and you worship Him and praise Him and you just make up little songs about being debt-free and you making up little songs about what it's like to be so well and strong, hallelujah, glory, and you get to where you expect. You start expecting. That's when faith can work, and that's when God can work. Because He's looking for an expectant heart. Hallelujah. Isn't it so? Don't you know it's so? Hallelujah. For there are many, too many, saith the Lord, that are expecting someone else to help them. Oh, if I could just get some man to help me. Oh, if my parents could just help me. Oh, if I could just get a bonus at the job. Oh, if I could just get a better job. You'd mess it up too, the way you're thinking. But no, saith the Lord, I'm your help. If you'll begin to dance before me, if you'll begin to praise me and look towards me, if there is someone else to help you, I'll send them to you. But as long as you're looking to them, I can't help you, saith the Lord. I can't get through to you. You got a worried mind. You got your heart is stumbling at stumbling blocks that are really no problem for me, saith the Spirit of grace. And if you just let me and put all of the worry aside, for I've not given you a spirit of fear. I've given you the spirit of power. Did you ever wonder why he put that first? Well, sure. When fear's around, you need some power. I've not given you, saith the Lord, the spirit of fear. I've given you the spirit of power. I've given you the spirit of love. I've given you my own very mind, the mind of Christ. It is a sound mind. I have done this for you, for I am the spirit of power. I am the spirit of love. So rejoice and be glad, for the best is yet to come if you will begin to expect. If you will begin to expect, and if you will get my word and my way and my things in your mind and in your heart, you will begin to see things come, and you will begin to use those things that I've taught you. You'll begin to use the faith that I've put in you. You'll begin to do those things that you know to do instead of just sitting around and worrying about who's going to get you out of trouble. I'll get you out of trouble. And you can rise up and shout, goodbye, trouble. Hello, victory. Hallelujah. 2018. Fire. And the Holy Ghost. And manifestations of his love.
Begin every day from a place of strength and faith. From Faith to Faith, a daily guide to victory by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, has been encouraging believers with the Word in their daily times of devotions. Spiritual, physical, and even financial victories have all been won by applying these time-tested principles to the everyday challenges of life. This daily devotional is filled with 365 messages that will help you start your day off right. Each day includes a daily scripture as well as a practical teaching that will help you apply God's Word to your own life. By feeding your faith each day, it will eventually grow into a faith that can move mountains. The fight of faith isn't won overnight. Years ago, the Lord told Gloria, "Inconsistency lies the power." Let the power of God's Word explode inside you, moving you from faith to faith and from victory to victory. Start your day in the Word. Request your free TV offer of the daily devotional from Kenneth Copeland Ministries entitled From Faith to Faith. Build your faith in the Word and stay strong spiritually. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your local regional office for more information.
The message that you've seen today came from a service that my grandfather did right here at Eagle Mountain International Church the very first week of January. Now, why is that significant? Because it's so important to begin every new year with expectancy, expectation of what God wants to do, what He's willing to do, what He's able to do in your life. But you shouldn't allow your hope to ever fade as the months go by. It's got to be something that we continually feed on, continually remind ourselves of how much God wants to help us, and we have got to keep looking to Him with expectant hearts. Amen? So don't let yourself become hardened because of past disappointments. No, remind yourself every day, my loving Heavenly Father has fresh mercy for me today. And every time you do that, you stir up in you new expectation, fresh expectation of the good things that are yet to come. And listen, if you need somebody to come into agreement with you about your life, your situation, whatever's going on, will you call us? We have got people who are here for you, ready to pray the word with you, pray in faith, and see miracles happen in your life. Now, before we go today, I want to say thank you, especially to those of you who at any point in the past have sown into this ministry in your faith, in your prayer, and in your financial seed. And it's because of your willingness to get involved with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and what Jesus is doing through this place, because of your agreement and your support, people are being helped by the millions all over the world. And that is not an exaggeration. That's the truth. That's the facts. We've got documents to show, and you're a part of that. And because of your involvement, we pray for you every single day. We bless you in the name of Jesus. You've got somebody that's praying for you, that's going before the Lord on your behalf and praying in faith and believing God with you to see His very best come to pass in your life. Thank you for watching. Thanks for being a part of this ministry. Until next time, remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
But believing it in my heart and saying it with my mouth. Because my God loves me and gave Himself for me in the name of Jesus, I am healed.
April 5th through 7th, the Copelands welcome you to the 2018 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. May 4th through 5th, register now for the Radiant Women's Conference at the Marriott Hotel and Golf Club in Fort Worth, Texas. May 18th through 19th, Kenneth Copeland invites you to the Peru Victory Campaign at Eduardo Vivos Coliseum in Avenida Aviación, Lima, Peru. May 31st through June 2nd, join Kenneth Copeland Ministries at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Convention Center in Sacramento, California. For more information, go to kcm.org/events. Visit our website, kcm.org, to watch the broadcast. You can also request today's free offer or a free copy of today's broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong with the Word and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire.